Wait a minute, wait a turn on the radio. My homie got a new show and it's time to play it though. I hope you got in tune. He talking bigger business, he make a lot of moves.
Welcome back to the Startup Showcase, dancing along to my favorite song. Thank you, Song Finch, who's going to be on the Technori Showcase on Tuesday if you want to check him out and actually know how the process worked. I know that Michael Stark was on the show talking about how he created the show for me, but he's going to actually be there. The CEO and founder, John Williamson, is going to be there, and he's going to talk more about it. As I said, I'm Scott Coutinho, your host. You're listening to Technori Live on WGN Radio, where Chicago's top tech founders and entrepreneurs come to share their story. I hope you've been enjoying the show. We spent the first half hour learning about why you should not use Idea Paint in your living room. That's a costly lesson that I'm learning right now. And talking about some cool orgs like CLA, soon to be Sales Assembly in a week or two when they launch, and of course GoCivic, which we didn't get a chance to go into, unfortunately. I was a little too long-winded there. Now it's time to talk about how to make some new BFFs. We've got a Technori alum, Kimberly Jackson from Standin, sitting here in the Showcase studio. Welcome.
Thank you.
Of course. So I tell this story actually a lot about Standin because it's one of those that just stuck with me. It was one of those pitches. First off, you did a great job pitching. This last month you were at Technori. Fantastic job. But there's just something about this app that got me. I don't know, because I have this problem. I feel like I was talking about this with Amy, who was on, you know, has the hour before her Winterest Business Launch. She was talking with you out there about the fact that I'm one of those people who has like random weird groups of friends. I have like my techie group, and then I've got my like my bros, and then I've got like the family type friends. And I want to go to stuff, but I don't sometimes want to tell certain groups of my friends that I'm going because I know that they're going to say about me. And I know that they say weird stuff about me anyway, but like, I don't want to hear it.
Right.
But then I don't go to the stuff because I don't have anyone to go with. And enter Standin.
Enter Standin.
So when tell us a little bit about it.
Well, you gave a great introduction. It's basically when you want to do something and your friends can't join you, you get a stand-in, regardless of the reason. Maybe, like you said, they might talk about you. Amy gave a great example. She said she likes to do really adventurous things. She wants to kayak the whole Chicago River, and her friends are like, can we just go get dinner? She's like, no, I want to do this. So just finding someone to match your mood at the time, if your friends probably aren't just that into it.
So how, and there's one key differentiator here between this and all of the apps, we've talked about this at Showcase, is that this is platonic. This is not a dating app. This isn't a like, hey, I want to go do strange things in strange places. This is more of a, I just want a friend to go to a Cubs game. And you told a really great story, which I think, you know, I love when the founders tell the story and it came from them, right? Like, I had a great idea. Amy said she thought about this before. Elise, our producer, talked about how she thought about this exact thing before, of like, what a great concept to solve the problem. You actually built it, which we're going to get into. But also, you told the story about how this worked for you. You tried it. How did this work?
Oh, yay. It was a Friday night, and I had two tickets to a comedy club, the Laugh Factory, but no one to go with. My friends were out of town. Put it on the app, met Sarah. Hi, Sarah. So I met her, and she came through the app. We had a great time. They actually picked on her in the audience. She got to stand up. She won 4 tickets from the experience. I'm like, wow. My plan A was to stay at home and watch Shark Tank.
Yeah.
But I had this great experience
with
her.
It's not a bad plan A.
Not a bad plan A, but being out live, having fun, meeting a new friend. This was a Friday night. Sunday night, we're having brunch. A week later, I'm helping her paint her living room. Another week, we're at dinner. We just became really good friends and still friends to this day. We just saw Shakespeare in Love last week, matter of fact.
That's so cool. It's like, this is so great.
This is from December, mind you, and we're in June, and we're really good friends.
This is so cool. And it's funny. It's funny you mentioned that the Laugh Factory, because I think that that's one of those weird things where, unless it's an awkward date and you're like, well, let's go to the comedy club for a date because I don't know if I can carry a conversation. I actually wanted to go to Second City and join the conservatory, but didn't have anyone to do it with. And all my friends were like, what do you think, you'd be like a famous stand up? And I'm like, no, I mean, I do, but like, because I'm really funny, but no one would go with me.
Sometimes you just want the experience, you know, just, hey, this is a beautiful city of Chicago. There's more things to do than we have friends to do them with.
So that's the thing. I went to the conservatory. I got through like the C class level, and I ended up quitting. Partially, I started to get busy with grad school, but like I ended up quitting because I just I got tired of traveling on the train down to Second City by myself and like having no one to share this with. And then I would tell them like, oh my God, this funny thing. I went over to this comedy club and I did a set and people loved it. It was hilarious. And they're all like, yeah, right. And I'm like, you know what? There's this. Okay, whatever. You're an idiot. But anyway, so now with this, I don't have to worry about that. How many people currently are using this app?
We have over 1,000 plus users. And since January.
And this is since January.
Yes.
Awesome. January. Such great work.
Thank you. But people, I think they just flock to the idea of it. You have this way to really just make a new friend. There's nothing dating about it. Matter of fact, even me being female, if I feel more comfortable going out with someone who also identifies as female,
yep.
I can make it to where my requests are only shown to users who identify as female. So
one of the questions we have to ask the tough questions on the show.
Okay, I'm
so
ready.
So we're ready for it. That was my Walter Cronkite impersonation. It didn't go very well, but I think it's, like I said, I think I'm funny. The two pieces that I think will always come up in these things, one is safety. So how do you guys make sure that people are somewhat vetted or that there's some sort of, I mean, every person takes a risk when they leave their house, but how do you make sure that there's some sort of, you know, trackable something to make sure that you didn't go to the Cubs game or the comedy club and disappear?
Well, I'm going to answer this two ways. One, we follow a lot of the same things that any, say, online dating will do. We're connected to social media, so you have to have a Facebook account yep. to log in. So chances are if I know you and 200 of your closest friends, yep. I'm going to be okay. Yep. But also, they're public events. It's the comedy club. It's the Pride Parade. It's something you can look up in Google, and it's actually happening yep. there. If someone wants to say, hey, let's go meet at 2 a.m. in an alley and catch Pokemon, let's not do that. But we can see those.
So can people say that, or is it like, I don't mean, well, maybe they do say the Pokemon thing. I don't know. But like, so the one thing that I was curious about, and I can't remember how this went, was it, is it tied only through the person and the people can meet and just like decide to go wherever they want to go? Or is it something where like there's an event feature on the set where it's like, oh, there's these different events that are going on that are sort of featured events and that if we want to go meet a stranger for, we can do this?
Actually, it's everyone can be something different. There's nothing set. So if you want to go and say, oh, I want to go check out this new rooftop lounge, you can put that specifically in the app, say exactly what you're doing. So no, it's not. We suggest things. Every individual, if I want to go movies in the park this week coming up, I can put that in the app and that's what I can do. And people opt in to join me. And from there I can select who I want to go
with.
Very
cool. Yeah. So, I mean, so again, this is, you know, I know we have some of the listeners maybe are not familiar with like all these different apps and things. So I always have to kind of throw it out there, make sure that they know that this, like, there is a way to track and like keep an eye on who comes through this thing. And Facebook
yes.
is certainly a good one, because Facebook has, in case you guys don't know while you're scrolling on your Facebook page right now, they know everything about you. They've got pixels on there. They know your date. They know everything. So, you know, just, you know, be
and
cool,
it's
man.
It's the same. We have the back end where we can see the requests, who stood in with you, who you yep. confirmed with, where you're supposed to be going.
All right. Well, now I feel a lot better. Everyone else feels better. Now, the next question here is more fun, because I just like to poke fun at some of the dating apps and the fact that people have to use them constantly, because the art of the pickup is gone, man. I'm telling you. And so is chivalry, unfortunately. But how do you particularly differentiate from Tinder? I know that you're platonic, but how do you differentiate yourself from some, say, Tinder? I don't know if I said Twitter. Tinder or Bumble, or there's a new one called Hinge. I don't know what that's about, but anyway.
You know what? And it's going to sound kind of generic, but it is marketing a lot. We do not market ourselves in any way as a dating app. Even the photos you'll see a very platonic setting, same sex,
yep.
even though you can go out with someone.
Sure.
We just want to make sure everyone knows there's
yeah.
no dating. And people really come on and they respect that. You can see it even the way they fill out their profile.
I think it's they want like, that. I think we're in
yeah.
a world now where like you're either connected, like we've said this before with other guests, and you know, it's a tech show, so we talk about tech all the time. Facebook, you know, we're more connected in this world today than ever before, but we're more disconnected from one another than ever before.
Oh my gosh, God, you are so right, because I always said, even with the one I say with Sarah, I've been on 8 stand-ins
yep.
since January, but I've never went from in-app to in-person so quickly. And I think it's the excitement about, I'm going to go do something fun that I
yeah.
wanted to do. Plus, I'm going to do it with someone who wants to do that too.
With no like creepy connotation and no like creepy expectations, where I feel like, all right, where's the move coming in?
My only expectation is, because you said you wanted to go, it's like you must enjoy this event too, and we're going to have a great time for this set.
And it's, you know, it's funny. I don't, if this was intended, you're a genius. The one of the things that I think is particularly cool about this experience is that, and it's an unintended consequence in my, at least from my vantage point, and that is that we all have an inner person who's like the, quote unquote, the real me, right? There's the real me. I say that's the bad elf on my shoulder. The good elf is like, do this. The bad elf's like, yeah, we're doing that. The real person hides themselves on social media. They hide themselves on Tinder more than anything. They write out like CEO of this and I'm that and I got this and I got a boat and blah, blah, blah. They like all the best of the world, right? And on Facebook, you write about all the cool experiences. You write nothing about the ones that are poor. On this app, it's the opposite. It's people looking for things that they truly love and that they may not actually like advertise anywhere else. And so what I think is unique about this is it actually enables you to be your real self more than any other thing social media and app wise out there. You have to actually go after what you like, and there's no like, hey, check me out here and there.
Right, exactly. And I do agree with that, because it's, if I want to do this event and it appeals to me, that's what I'm putting out there, and that's also who I'm trying to attract, someone who, a friend who likes doing this exact same activity.
Absolutely. So we have to wrap up here, but I want to make sure you plug, where do people go to get stand-in? Where do they learn more about it? And what is going to be the very, what's the next stand-in little party you want to go to?
Oh, I think I want to try Shakespeare in the Park personally. That's something nice. I like, the movies in the park. I like that they go to each of the neighborhood parks and show a different movie or put on the plays. I think that's just wonderful for the community.
So people need to look for you on Stand-In for that. And where do people go to find you on Stand-In?
Well, Stand-In is downloadable on both iOS and Google Play, the App Store and Google Play. We're at Get a Stand-In across all social. Yep. So if you want to look at us, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, even the website is Get a Stand-In.
Very cool. Kimberly, thank you so much.
Thank you, Scott.
Of course, this has been great. We are going to take a little minute here to pay some bills. Stick around for Social Snacks.